Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Lee here. Thank you, Jerry, on WCCO Radio. And joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is the Minnesota House Minority Leader, Representative Kurt Dowd. Mr. Leader, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, doing well. It's an interesting morning for sure. Anxious to hear what the State Fair Board decides tomorrow, too. Now, I understand they're going to decide the fate of the fair tomorrow. You haven't heard anything, have you?
I have not. I've been kind of nervous about that based on everything else going on in the state.
Well, yesterday was a big day, certainly, Mr. Leader. I'd like to ask you, I read your statement immediately when you issued it yesterday, but for those that didn't, I want to ask you about the governor's decision yesterday.
Well, you know, I think initially disappointment. I think, restaurants were planning to open up or thinking based on his comments earlier that they were going to be able to open up on June 1st. They now can open for only outdoor seating, which I think is troublesome. Also churches. I mean, there's a lot of inconsistencies in how they're applying their model. And this is the part that I think has got us concerned.
The Senate Minority Leader said yesterday, I'm glad Governor continues to base his decisions on reliable science and data as part of the state's response to COVID-19. So do you think the science and data are incorrect, or do you not know what the science and data are?
Well, you know, actually back on April 10th, I was on a call where we went through the modeling with the Department of Health, and I asked for some information on that call. I would like to see the death rate kind of plotted over time so we can see where the peaks will happen. And as policymakers who have to appropriate money, I think that's reasonable. They initially on the call said, yeah, no problem, we can get that for you. 3 days later or 4 days later, they sent me an email saying, now we're not going to be able to provide that to you. And actually yesterday, I found out that a local reporter had taken the models and created that same data. And when I saw that data, I was shocked. And let me tell you what it says. Currently in Minnesota, we have a per capita, let me say it this way. In Minnesota, 0.49 deaths per day per 100,000 people. That's our death rate right now. Italy at its peak was at 1.36 deaths per 100,000 people per day. Minnesota's current model says that we should expect in July 8.8 deaths per 100,000 people per day. That is 7 times greater than the entire country of Italy. It's 18 times greater than our current rate right now. It's 17 times greater than what we think the peak has been in the U.S. so far. The peak in the U.S. is 0.52 deaths per 100,000 per day. When you look at that data, it's shocking that this is the data that our state is using in the modeling. And that's version 3 of the modeling. If you go back to version 2, which is the version we were looking at on April 10th, that one was actually predicting 17.7 deaths per 100,000 per day. I mean, it's just astronomical. So just to put that into perspective for you, our state is predicting that in July, we will be 4 times greater, higher death rate than any other country in the world. And this is the data we're using to make decisions.
Mr. Leader, if you were making a decision, what would it be?
Well, I think you can look at places like Sweden. Now, initially, Sweden was kind of criticized for not opening things up. Sweden's peak was 1.01 deaths per 100,000 per day. That was on April 21st. They're now down to 0.83. They never shut down and they never closed their schools. There's actually really good, reliable data out there that shows that kids are actually higher susceptibility of getting COVID at home than they are in school. And if you run these models out, you get more older people pass away in these models when kids are at home than when they're in school. And kids aren't shown to be a high transmitter of this disease, of this virus, and they aren't showing to get it. And frankly, if you don't get it, you don't transmit it. So I understand that at the end of this, we're going to be able to look back and say, hey, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? And that's probably the appropriate time. But unfortunately, we've shuttered our entire economy in the state. without any modeling to show what kind of damage we're going to do economically to the state and to its residents. And I think this whole thing needs to be examined now, and I think the legislature needs to be involved. That's been my point from the beginning.
What are your hopes for the special session, then? Do you see an agreement possible in the Minnesota legislature?
You know, I do. I think we can get there. I do support a bonding bill. I think we need to do some further assistance for Minnesota businesses, for Minnesota employers. I think there's a lot of things that we need to do. I also am really concerned about our deficit. We right now have a $2.5 billion deficit. You know, just the other day, the governor enacted, I think it was yesterday, enacted pay raises for state employees of 2.5% that will take effect on July 1st. We think he did that without legislative approval. We don't think that's allowed. But just think, we've got, you know, 1 in 5 Minnesotans out of work, the highest unemployment rate since the Great Depression, and our governor is giving 2.5% pay raises to state employees. It's shocking. I still can't believe that.
Let me ask you before I let you go, Kurt, that there was news yesterday that there potentially could be friction between you and Paul Gazelka. True or false?
You know, it's false. He and I work together great. We've had a great relationship this session. Obviously, the House and the Senate always has some natural dynamics between them. The House doesn't believe the Senate should exist, and I think that's probably I'm joking, of course. I think that's probably mutual. But all in all, we're working great together. I think we're both frustrated, and I think that's you know, you can kind of see that, of course, right? But it's our frustration is that the governor is going it alone, based on data that is probably off by a magnitude of 10 times. And we're doing permanent damage to our economy that we don't think is necessary. And we don't think the data or the science, and that's all I want to talk about is the data and the science. We don't think that backs up what the governor's doing. And I also don't appreciate that, you know, I've asked for information from the governor, data from the governor. They're refusing to give it to us when statutorily we're the ones who have to end the emergency powers. So how do we do that without having the same information that he has?
Minority Leader Kurt Dowd, our guest here on WCCO. I appreciate your time as always, Representative Dowd. I know we'll talk soon again. Thank you very much.
Sounds great. Have a great morning.
That is Kurt Dowd here, WCCO. The morning news continues. Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare is next.